Okay, runners, start walking up to Main Street. Everybody ready to go? 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, go!
And with that, they were off. 1,100 runners in all racing through Carrboro for the not-so-normal 5K and 10K and half marathon. Why not so normal? Well, there was a party with a band and a cheerleader at the finish line riding a wild, trippy, decked-out motorcycle, and a whole weekend's worth of pep rallies and dinners and TED-style talks and more leading up to it. Race organizer Jay Radford.
The pep rally kickoff party was exactly what it should have been. It was a small group of people that had a lot of fun doing a scavenger hunt. The fashion show was a big hit, and the T3 talks went a dry eye in the room. People were at the moon walking out of that room, which is exactly what we wanted to have happen.
And while the typical 5K raises funds for one charity, the Not So Normal Project supports dozens.
Way to go. Good job. Way to finish strong.
The race itself generates money for the Carrboro Art Center, the PTA Thrift Shop, and Super Cooper's Little Red Wagon, plus food donations for table and porch and book donations for Book Harvest, and each of the lead-up events are dedicated to a different local nonprofit, too. In all,
I don't know the final totals yet, but just off the warm-up, just the lead-up events, we were at $30,000 for 31 different local nonprofits. No idea what the final number is going to be, but it's going to come out. I'm hoping we can get to 50 by the time it's all said and done.
It was hard to keep up with Radford on Sunday as he rallied the runners, set out fences, kept in touch with race workers on the course, and cheered on the racers as they crossed the finish line.
Leave it all out there. Way to go, Jasper. Great job, buddy.
Good job, Jasper.
That's a good run today. Don't let him catch you. Come on, you got him. You got him. All the way through. Way to go, Krista.
He started out as the dad behind the popular Mom in Chapel Hill blog. The last year, he says he got inspired to start the not-so-normal 5K. The first race was last fall. Sunday's running was only the second installment, and it's already turned into one of the biggest events on the local racing calendar.
It's about the fact that we're all about community and giving and philanthropy. It's not just about running the race. It's about celebrating where you live. It's about daring greatly. It's about pushing yourself hard and never pushed yourself in a way to benefit people. It's running for what moves you.
Visit notsonormalrun.org if you want to learn more.
Good job, Jamie. Way to go. That's a good run today.